1st, with elections coming up in August and November, UW-Madison is ramping up efforts to help students vote. It's joined a nationwide initiative called the All-In Campus Democracy Challenge. The goal is to get as many students registered to vote as possible. But with the coronavirus pandemic turning polling places into a potential health risk, the university will also emphasize absentee voting. Kathy Kramer is a political science professor at UW-Madison and the chairwoman of Badgers Vote, which coordinates the university's voter education efforts. Kathy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me on, Rob.
I know a handful of campuses around the state are participating in this nationwide voting challenge. Can you talk about how it works and how you at UW-Madison got involved in it?
Sure. Well, UW-Madison, thankfully, has been involved since 2016 when it started up. It started up in the summer of 2016. But just recently, Chancellor Becky Blank has signed on a renewal saying, yes, we want to be a part of this challenge. And basically what happens is about 1,000 higher ed institutions across the country compete to see who can have the highest voting rates and registration rates among their students, as well as who can have the most improved rates of each of those. So it's an incentive for us to get our act together and give students all the information that they need in order to participate in their democracy.
Now, since this is a competitive event, how has UW-Madison stacked up nationwide over the last few years?
Well, we've done pretty well. And I can tell you specifically, the Big Ten Voting Challenge is kind of a sub-component of this. And in 2018, we did pretty well in the overall Big Ten Challenge, where Minnesota beat us out a bit in terms of overall voting rate. But our voting rate was pretty high, especially for college students. We had about a 53% turnout rate in 2018. Now, mind you, that was an off-year election, not a presidential election, and we can expect to have an even higher voting rate in the presidential election coming up.
Why this focus for the university on making sure students get involved in voting?
Well, it sort of goes just hand in hand with the overall mission of a great public university like the University of Wisconsin-Madison, in that when the people of the state decided that they wanted a university system, they did it in part because they needed to educate people and try to figure out how to be self-governing, how to create a great state in which the people of the state had a say in the direction of the state. So it was partly to train people in how to do great agriculture, how to build an economy, how to build the infrastructure that we needed here. But the university exists in part to make sure that our democracy persists. And voting is the most basic civic act. So we need to help young people understand what they need to do in order to participate. And one of the other thing I'll say as a political scientist is that we know that if you vote as a young person, you are likely to continue voting across the course of your life. And so it's just a really important time for most college students who tend to be young people to understand what it means to register and to get to the polls on election day or vote absentee.
For any generation, I think there's a perception, maybe a myth, I don't know, that younger people are apathetic. They don't care about voting. They don't get involved till later in life. In your work with students on the UW-Madison campus, do you find that to be the case?
Well, it varies a lot. And it generally is the case that people tend to sit up and take notice once they start paying taxes and move into the workforce and have families. So that is true that people tend to vote a bit more after the typical college age. But there's a range of levels of involvement on the UW-Madison campus. We tend to see the lowest voting rates in the so-called STEM disciplines. In the social sciences, students can be very, very engaged in elections. In our School of Ed, there's some extraordinarily high turnout rates. So it just varies. And, you know, in my own classes as a political science professor, I see a lot of interest in politics these days.
We're talking to Kathy Kramer, professor at UW-Madison and chairwoman of Badgers Vote, which works to help coordinate the university's voter education efforts. Kathy, let's talk about some practical challenges here. We've got elections in August, when a lot of students won't be on campus, and in November, when a lot of students will be on campus. How do they navigate that and even know which place they're supposed to vote in?
Oh, great question. And obviously, this time around, it's really tricky with the pandemic. So probably the best way for students to navigate what to do is to log on to the vote.wisc.edu page. So it's vote period WISC.edu. And on that page is a great tool that they can use, which the League of Women Voters helped us to develop. It's a decision tree where they log in and they answer questions, and it will direct them to how they need to go about registering to vote and voting. And voting by absentee, and depending on whether they're voting from home and whether that's in Wisconsin and not in Madison, or whether it's from another part of the country. But I should say, for your broader audience, anybody can log on to wi.gov and get information on these things as well, how to register, how to vote absentee. And another great resource I should let you know about is a League of Women Voters helpline that people can call, which is 608-285-2141. It's 608-285-2141. And people can have their questions answered as well.
Now, how about ID issues? What do you want to make sure students at whatever campus around the state know about what they need to vote?
Well, they need to understand that it's not necessarily the case that their student ID is sufficient. So there's two things that they need to be concerned about before Election Day. And one is registering, and they can register on the day of an election, but it's easier to get that out of the way ahead of time. But also that you need to show ID to vote in Wisconsin now. And it's complicated for students, because if you are, say, from out of state, but you are voting in Madison, you consider Madison to be your home now, you need a Wisconsin-approved ID. And your student ID might look like an official ID, but it doesn't necessarily count as a valid voting ID, and not at UW-Madison. There are four system schools where it is the case that it works. But at UW-Madison, you need to get a separate voter ID, which is issued on campus, and you also need to show proof of enrollment, although that's a moving target too, because of a pending court case that by the time of the August election rolls around, or the November election rolls around, that may be different. So students need to sort of learn as early as possible whether they have an ID in hand that will work at the polls, and they should go and get one on campus if they don't have one. And they should also log into, again, our vote.wisc.edu page for the most updated information. And one other resource I will just share with you and your listeners is that if people, they can opt into a texting platform where we will be updating people in the moment, if there are changes in election laws or the way the elections are going to be administered. And so all they need to do is text the word Badgers Vote with a capital B and a capital V, and all one word, Badgers Vote, to 555-888. And that the texting platform is primarily for UW-Madison students, but anyone is welcome to text to that and get the updated information that we'll be sending out.
And Kathy, because of the work you do that we've talked to you a lot about over the years, you look a lot at kind of divisions between rural Wisconsin in particular and Madison. It occurs to me you work with a lot of students who are probably from rural and small town Wisconsin who then come to Madison to go to school. What a unique viewpoint, I imagine, for your research to see how the world looks like through their eyes.
Well, it's a real pleasure and a gift, that's for sure, to be able to encounter students from all across the state here at UW-Madison. And I guess the thing that I would say is that there's a feeling among a lot of students, regardless of where they're from, that their voices aren't heard in the political process. And so election season is a great time to step up and make sure that your voice is going to be heard. So make sure that you're registered and make sure you're ready to vote, because this is your right. And it's an exciting time where undoubtedly we have some pretty big decisions ahead of us as a country.
Kathy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for focusing on this, and thanks for having me on.
That's Kathy Kramer, political science professor at UW-Madison, co-chair of Badgers Vote, which coordinates the university's voter education efforts. It gets competitive sometimes. The university and other campuses around the state are part of the All-In Campus Democracy Challenge.